Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 18, verse 22, when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and greeted the church, he went down to Antioch. Gone up would indicate he went to Jerusalem. This is Paul's return, possibly fourth return to Jerusalem. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. This is possibly a successively goes town to town and probably revisits the church at Galatia. And perhaps this could be some of the things you read about in the book of Galatians. Either way, we are now introduced to another character, and the story deviates for a moment from the Apostle Paul, and it follows Priscilla and Aquila, a husband and wife team we were introduced in verse 18 to. Priscilla coming before Aquila is an interesting literary move by Luke, the author of Acts, because it indicates level of importance, and Priscilla's the woman. So for a Jew to write of the woman over the man is an indicator that the woman had a greater grasp, perhaps, on this message than her husband. When you get into the next segment, it talks about, verse 26 flips it and says, when Aquila and Priscilla, but if you go back to the earliest Greek, it does appear that Priscilla came in front of Aquila, and the translators flipped the words. Perhaps they were uncomfortable with the woman being named in front of the man, but the indication there is that she was. Either way, these two are going to play an important role, and I believe an even greater role than has been assigned to them throughout church history, in the conversion of a man who will play, this again is my opinion, a great role in the authorship of the New Testament. Let's read the story beginning in verse 24. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So we have been introduced now to the character Apollos, a man named, born in Alexandria. Alexandria is in Egypt. Alexandria, named after Alexander the Great, the pagan god Apollo is what Apollos is named after. Apollo is the son of Zeus. So we have a guy who, in Jewish terms, is going to be a complete outsider. And I say all of that because before we deal with his conversion, I think you're looking at the author of the book of Hebrews. Now, I can't prove it. A lot of people say Paul wrote Hebrews. I don't believe that he did. First of all, every letter Paul writes, he identifies himself. The author of Hebrews does not identify himself. Also, the writer of Hebrews has a grasp of Greek that is far superior to the way the Apostle Paul writes in Greek. And the author of Hebrews is more eloquent. He's more poetic. Paul tends to run off on tangents. One need go no further than the book of Romans to see that when Paul gets to about the fourth chapter, he spends four chapters on a totally different topic than where he starts, and then he goes back to that topic by the ninth chapter. The author of Hebrews would never do this. He has a systematic line, left to right, start to finish. Paul continuously refers to himself with personal pronouns in his book, but the author of Hebrews rarely does. In fact, only 7 times in the book of Hebrews does he use a personal pronoun. Paul uses a personal pronoun 103 times in Romans alone and 278 times in 1st and 2nd Corinthians combined. So I think Apollos writes Hebrews. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. We're going to see his conversion. I think it's just some interesting stuff. I hope you agree. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.